Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. From Arizona to Georgia, by the end of July, a record 12% of the continental U.S. was in a state of exceptional drought, the most severe ranking given by the National Drought Mitigation Center, reported Brian Walsh recently at Time magazine. More than 2 million acres of farmland in Texas have been abandoned, and ranchers whose pasture lands have gone dry are selling off cattle by the thousands. The damage to our economy is already measured in billions of dollars and continues to mount, said Texas Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples recently. Although the South has suffered crippling droughts in the past, this time could be different and worse, because the driest regions are also those with fast-growing populations. Texas, for example, added more than 4 million in the past decade. Over the past 2,000 years, the Southwest's climatic history included mega-droughts that lasted for decades. Further back, dust bowls endured for centuries. And now, climate change is expected to further dry out much of the region. What the South is facing may be not just a drought, but the first signs of a permanent dry. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.